Spoonful of Navajo. It is 7 a.m., a Tuesday morning in October. Clouds outside swollen with the burden of snow. The American sunrise pours her first wisps of dawn into my coffee cup, light peeking through the kitchen blinds into my tethered hands. The purified, snow-kissed, too white light is just that, blinding. That is, to actually say, it is 7 a.m., October 27th, my face somehow swollen to match the clouds, heavy with the sobriety of being spoken to, in what feels like a first, finally warming to Joy's words, her voice flowing freely from her cracked open book, words circling my coffee like a balm, a promise, a hidden apothecary of words turned medicine. That captured snow light murmuring, "You'll not always be lost." Which is to really say, it is 7 a.m. The snow is shit cold, and it is too early to be this soul deep weeping into a coffee turned stale. Instead, I pull out my phone, burrow into my emails, search for my spoonful of Navajo to set me right again. At the sound of vowels crooning from the screen, my mother appears, showered, medical ID in hand, dripping the coffee remnants into her thermos before turning to say, "One more time? Play it again, I didn't catch that. I think I've heard this one before." For a moment she chuckles, eyes cast downward. Suddenly I can feel all she does not say, but has said to me before. I can understand but never speak it. You know how boarding schools are, even for people my age. To match, she pulls out her own phone, thrusts it into my palms, asks me to subscribe her to my daily spoonful of Navajo, so that she can drink from its cup every morning, too. Together, we sit perched over the square of light, virgin mouths struggling to shape old vowels now forced foreign, our throats snapping awkwardly over their branches, but singing our way home all the same. Suddenly, it is far too early to be ashamed of treating my language like a timid handshake between strangers. Suddenly, I understand the not always part of being lost, of Joy's reassurances to be found, understood. Seen. Her final reassurance drumming into me, "You are right here." And although we have been flung far from our tongues, forced to sing our way back on daily rations of language, we swallow spoonfuls of Navajo, sipped with the light of each American sunrise. On the counter, the coffee machine steams with tiny clouds of a fresh new pot. Mechanical whirring clicks off. Whistle, singing, how to guide it from our hands to our cups to our mouths. "So what's the word today, Anne?" my mother asks. And it drips into both of us like winter's first melted snow. The agua sinta. Stay right here.